working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are following Sports Talk Live, and those guys are back on the air, and it's going to be a great season with them. And it's pretty cool because they bring to mind for me some ideas to be able to help people along who want to eat healthier and be healthier for the upcoming football season. And we can share some great ideas as that kickoff starts. So that's a pretty good thing. Health is, I actually, over the years of being a health coach, I've had people who have put their health goals on the back burner because of football games. And it's unfortunate because there's really no need to do that, because there's some great things that you can do to help yourself, and help your friends too if you're going to gatherings. But we'll talk about that at a later date. I want to give the number 256-737-9505 just in case you feel like calling in and asking a question or giving a comment. But we're going to start talking a little bit about what we were sharing last week, and that's just getting prepared to start your journey and what you can do to start making some changes in your life. So we talked about just getting your environment ready for health, and it was getting your kitchen ready, and we were talking about just getting a food scale and some measuring cups and small cups and bowls. And it seems like it's very simple stuff, but a lot of times what happens is we get so mixed up with what an actual portion looks like, and that has to do with just we're consumers, so we go out to eat, and so they give us, sometimes the plates are up to 8 times as much as a serving size is supposed to be. Or if you have had a past like me of being a yo-yo dieter forever in a day, those portions might not be as big as they need to be. And I've had that happen with people too, where they haven't eaten enough. And a lot of times it's not unusual to see somebody who has excess weight on them who is not eating enough because their body goes into a starvation mode. So it is really about striking that balance. So that's one reason why measuring cups and a food scale are important. And one of the suggestions we talked about last week was changing your plate size. And if your plates are like 12 inches, going down to a 7 to 9 inch dinner plate will really help a lot. So you also want to give your refrigerator and your cupboard a makeover, and you want to get most of the whole fat dairy products and processed deli meats and the really fatty salad dressings, white breads, pasta, rice, and flour, fruit drinks, cookies, pastries, and desserts. Those are the things that you don't really want your pantry stocked with if your goal is to live more vibrantly and more healthy. But what you do want to have stocked are things like fresh fruits and vegetables, beans, whole grain breads and pastas, brown rice, quinoa, just things like that. Lean proteins, fat-free or low-fat dairy products, you know, your low-fat yogurts. And one of my favorites is it's called Triple Zero. And it's a great yogurt with lots of protein in it, and it's not sweetened with processed sugars. So that's a great choice to keep on hand. And then there's lots of choices for healthy snacks, which we don't have to go into all of the healthy snacks, but I'll just touch on a few of them. But a really great healthy snack is a dill pickle. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but dill pickles are great, especially if you start changing how you eat and you just need a little pick-me-up in the middle of the day. Even just snacking on some broccoli and cucumbers and celery, just things like that. You just really want to try to grab things that are nutrient-dense and just energy poor, which means not poor, but not as high. You want those to be lower calorie, but rich in nutrition. So one of the things too, and this might sound crazy, if you're thinking about getting healthy and you want to get your whole environment ready, and that environment includes your bedroom. So one habit that a lot of people get into is they have a television and they watch their TV late at night into their bedroom. And sometimes people will sleep with that TV on all night long, which really keeps you from getting that restful sleep and getting into the REM mode. And so moving that TV out of your room is an excellent idea. And also it kind of just makes that decision that I'm making a change, and this is one of the ways I'm going to demonstrate that. So you want to also keep your room neat and maybe keep a little motivational book by your nightstand, maybe a little journal so you can jot things down in that. And then you really want to start getting able to prepare to get at least 7 hours of sleep nightly. And I know that just it's so much more restful to sleep in a non-cluttered room than it is a messy or cluttered room. And I'm, not speaking from example at all. Oh my goodness. I absolutely am. So I just know because I've had my room pretty cluttered up and it's so much better. Another great idea is to get a journal. Prepare a journal, because starting on your journey and keeping a daily journal is a great way to go from mindless to mindful as you move toward a more healthier you. And just tracking your daily intake and your thoughts and your successes and failures helps you learn what works, and it really helps to clarify where you might be struggling. And whether you choose a fancy journal or just a simple spiral notebook or a blog, just make sure you carry it with you and just write in it daily. And so a great way to begin would be, like, if your goal is to be smaller and lose some weight, it's a great idea to place a before picture in that journal. And then on the second page, you can write down your goal. And then what the choices are that would support that goal. And you can use the detailed description as detailed as you want it to be. Actually, the more detailed, the better. And then the first page of each week, write down a goal for the week, such as, I will eat a small low-fat meal every 3 hours. Or, I will wear a pedometer and take 5,000 extra steps every day this week. So give yourself a reward for reaching your weekly goal, such as maybe like a book or some running shoes or something like that. And then just plan your day. Start to take your health seriously. And you have to be proactive in order to do that. And you can do that by just planning out when you're going to eat during the day and what that's going to be, where you're going to get your extra activity in. And that will really help you be able to stick to what you want to accomplish. So we're going to just talk about a couple more ideas just to be able to have in your toolbox, because a lot of times what happens is people will make a decision. They'll be ready to conquer the world. They'll feel extremely motivated to start. And then what happens? All of a sudden, they'll have a craving. And so while most of us, we lose the craving for sugar it's basically sugar and carbs while we're eating every 2 to 3 hours. That's how that's how I choose to eat now because it really helps me with that. But most food cravings only last about 15 minutes. So it's a good idea to make a list of things that can take about that long. And chores are a great thing. But if you don't have that list ready and that craving strikes, you may not know where to go. Your mind may not even take you beyond that craving. So for instance, when you feel that craving, you can grab a big glass of water and you could grab a big glass of water and you can choose one of the projects on your list and you'll walk away feeling accomplished and having the knowledge that you stuck to your goals. So one of those ideas could be like maybe you could sweep your porch or you could clean out a drawer. You could go brush your dogs. Just go outside for a walk, or you could call a friend or somebody who is very supportive of you being more healthy. But having that list together ahead of time before those cravings strike really make a big difference in the long run. So that's some hints for getting prepared for your journey. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95. Thank you so much. We'll be back shortly.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Thanks so much for coming back. So we are going to move on a little bit and talk a little. And some of this stuff, you know, what's pretty cool is I know me, I've got to hear it several times. And repetition is one of the ways that we're able to change, because right now in our world, most human beings are operating from a set of habits, and those set of habits are either very, very old, or they're our current habits. And if those habits aren't serving us, and those habits are maybe keeping us stuck, if those habits are keeping us in a unhealthy state, that could include a whole array of things that could look like. It could look like obesity. It could look like diabetes. It could look like metabolic syndrome. It could just look like a whole array of things. But most of the time, those things boil down to our daily habits and our daily choices. And so if we're living in that state, it's because our habits have brought us to that. And it's the medical delivery system is just waiting to take us in when those things start to happen. But what's really cool is that it is possible to turn so much of it around. However, it takes starting with a new set of habits, because those old habits aren't going to take us where we need to go. So that's what we're going to move on and talk about a little bit. And the thing that's crazy is that our body's innate design, it's served us very well. We are designed to store fat. We used to have to hunt all day for our food, and most of the food was very energy sparse, but very rich in nutrition. And boy, daily consumption matched our effort that we were putting out. And you bring that body into this world that we live in today, and things are altogether different. Modern food technology has made energy-dense food that's cheap, it's abundant, it's great tasting. And then you add to that the never-ending stream of energy-saving devices, and our energy management system just can't get the job done anymore. So our energy definitely is out of balance. And it's hard because we do have that natural tendency to store the energy, and our bodies just can't handle the overload. And then not to mention that if we are over 20 years old and if we're over 20 and we're not on a weight resistance program or working a labor intense job, it's a good bet that we're accumulating fat. So, and then you top that off with this, you know, we're just swimming in the sea of what I like to call nutritional pollution, and over 90% of the food that we eat is processed, and that is just all those energy dense calories that we're eating, and it's just full of high fructose corn syrup. Most of them are high glycemic, high fat, high salts, high in chemicals. And so you take all of that, and it just creates such a tough environment for our body to handle. And it just wreaks havoc on us. And besides providing way too many calories, the high glycemic content turns on our insulin in our body, and it puts us in a constant state of fat storage. And then that compiled with the fat creep of being over 20, it's just a recipe for metabolic syndrome. And what that is, it's a cluster of symptoms that affects over 70 million people in our country alone. And that entails high triglycerides, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those things just happen. So, and that then, you know, as our body's defenses start to try to overcome it, we just begin a downward spiral. And unfortunately, that includes medication and doctor's visits and hospitalization. And it's just a result of our lifestyle of nutritional pollution and that sedentary life. So there is a lot that we can do to turn it around, and that's what I want to encourage everybody to do. And we're going to talk really quick about just some of these choices. There's choices that we make on a daily basis that either they are called obesogenic, which means they're designed to make us, like it sounds, obese, or leptogenic, where they're designed to make us leaner and healthier. Choices that make you thin. So we're going to go through a little list here, and I'm just going to see, you know, just kind of in your head, just think, oh, that's obesogenic or that's leptogenic. That's going to help me be thin, and that's going to help me be heavy. So for instance, eating a substantial breakfast every morning, having three meals a day, using the stairs when possible, having only coffee or orange juice for breakfast, parking far away from the store and walking, watching TV after 10 p.m. nightly, taking a nap in the afternoon, exercising 5 to 7 days weekly, and eating more pasta and rice. Okay, so some of those were obesogenic and some were leptogenic. So let's go back through them. So eating a substantial breakfast every morning. So what do you think? That is a leptogenic choice. That's something that's going to help you be healthier, because when you wake up, it's you break the fast. And having breakfast, as long as it's not, you know, biscuits and gravy every morning, and it's a reasonable breakfast, that's going to start your metabolism right off the bat. So the next one was having 3 meals a day. Now, this might fool some of you out there, but having 3 meals a day is actually more of an obesogenic habit, because a lot of times those meals are so big in portions, and that kicks our insulin up just like as if we were eating candy bars. So it's much more efficient to be breaking your meals down. And there's so many studies out there that show that. Okay, so using the stairs when possible. Well, that is going to be definitely a leptogenic choice. That's going to help you towards thinness and better health. Okay, having only coffee or orange juice for breakfast. That is going to be a obesogenic choice. That's going to take you more in a worse direction. Even though you're cutting calories and all of that, if you're just going to wake up and you're going to have just coffee for hours and hours, or if you do choose to have orange juice for breakfast, that's going to spike your insulin right off the bat, because there's not a lot of fiber. It's going to go right into your bloodstream. And so that is considered more of an obesogenic choice. So parking far away from the store and walking, I think we all know that one. That's going to lead to better health and thinness. And it's my dream to impact Coleman so much that everybody's fighting for all the back spaces at Walmart. How do you think I'm doing? So watching TV after 10 p.m. nightly, that's a obesogenic. It's going to take you further from health. Taking a nap in the afternoon, same thing. That is going to take you further from that healthy life that you want. And then exercising 5 to 7 days weekly, it's going to take you closer to that life that you want. And then eating more pasta and rice. I think everybody knows that one, because that's going to take us a little bit further to the obesogenic side of things. So I'll bet this, they're not tough, and I'll bet most of you probably already knew the answers to them. But what it takes, the real test is, you might know the answers, you might have heard all this information before, but are you ready to implement them into your life and make that change for the better? That's where it comes in. That's where the rubber meets the road, because if it's just information, that's all it is. If it's information without applying it, that's all you have is information. And it's great to talk about, but what's really great is when you have good, strong information and you are able to apply it, you do get transformation. And that's what I've learned, and that's what I have seen. So we are currently spending time on Saturday mornings going through a lifestyle system called The Habits of Health. And there's a book and a workbook, and we're meeting at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings at the Red Door Cafe. So if you are interested in joining us, you are more than welcome. Just come and have coffee, and hang out with us. It's just kind of nice. We got a like-minded group of people that are on a path to wanting better health for themselves and for their family, and you are invited to join us. So if you are not knowing how to get started, but you are interested in making some real changes in your life, feel free to give me a call. I have a great well-being assessment I walk people through that will give you an idea of where you are, where you're starting at, and if you're even ready to make a change, because you might not be, and that's okay. But just know that change is possible, and if you're feeling like there isn't any hope for you about being able to change the direction of your health because of your genetics or your surroundings or things like that, I'm here to tell you that it absolutely is possible. And not only is it possible, but it's so worth it. I really appreciate you tuning in. I did say to reach out and give me a call, 256-338-4645, or you could call the show here and they'll get you connected with me. But I really appreciate you listening. Our health is our wealth, and our lifestyle is our medicine. So until next week, take good care of yourself, make good choices, and we'll see you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. And Big D is coming up next. And as usual, he's got a wild show for you. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.